Welcome, everybody, to episode 5 of our Lost Mine of Pandelver mini campaign. Hey, guys, what happened 2 weeks ago as of recording and as of the episode drop on One Shot Onslaught?
What happened in our personal lives between that time?
No, just like, you know, who did we kill, like, in D&D land and stuff?
I know we ran away from an abyssal chicken. That's all I remember.
Drip was...
Drip was the abyssal chicken.
No, it's not Drip. God damn it, Sean. You need to change that name.
Professor Squish.
Professor Squish did turn into an abyssal chicken and scare you guys pretty good. Kind of scared me, too, to be honest. Like, Johnny sent that picture, and I had nightmares for a week, so that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
There was more that happened, though, than Preston turning into a... God damn it, it's not Preston. You changed your name, but not to the right name. There was more that happened than Professor Squish turning into an abyssal chicken, though.
I just remember running away from an abyssal chicken and, like, us kicking this kid that was falling down on the ground.
So, okay, so you guys found the Red Brand hideout. You guys infiltrated them, dressed as Red Brands. Found some bugbears bullying a goblin. And you guys went in and, like, I think it was Preston that, like, wanted to get in on the bullying to blend in. But it kind of backfired a bit because apparently, like, those bugbears and that goblin weren't part of the Red Brands. They were just sent to reinforce the Red Brands. So when Preston tried to get in on the kicking of the goblin, they kind of shut him down. Like, hey, that's our goblin. And then you guys just left that room, found some of the Red Brands, scared them out of the hideout by pretending to be chased by an abyssal chicken instead of just killing them. And then
made them
You all found like the leader of the Red Brands, Mr. Glassstaff, so to speak, and you guys killed him real good because he rolled bad on his initiative, and by the time you guys all took your turns, he just fucking died. I don't think he got a single turn in, so that sucked. But the most important thing to note is that after killing him, you searched all of his documents and you guys found that he had some maps and paperworks and letters from somebody named the Black Spider. And the correspondence was instructions to Glassstaff to, hey, be on the lookout for this bunny rabbit, this jelly dude, this dwarf, and this bird. And it said that they may be interfering with our plans. Kill them if you have to, or capture them if you can. And it had some more notes about, like dating further back, about pretty much the capture of your guys' buddy, Gungeon Rockseeker, and his map. It just referred to it as the map. And other than that, there was a map to a place called Cragmaw Castle. And you guys found out that that's where Gundren's actually, as of the writing of this letter, was being held at. And then that's where we ended right there. And you guys also were even in this place because you guys were tasked with getting the Red Brands out of Phandalin, and then you guys were going to get 50 shiny gold pieces each from Mayor Harbin Weston if you guys did that.
I thought it was 1,500 pieces each.
Nope, 15,000.
Sure. I think Johnny did try to get the dude's house out of it. He's like, no, this is my fucking house. Like, I'm
I already have like 3 platinum for some reason.
You really might. You guys, based on, like, your backgrounds and whatever kind of makes sense, you guys would get to bring in different amounts. I don't think it really would make sense for Professor Squish to have any, since he's literally just, like, a gelatinous cube that got humanoid form.
I have 10 gold, so.
Yeah, yeah. See, that would check out. I don't think you would have, like, a king's ransom or anything.
I got 20.
I have 2 platinum and 160 gold for some reason. I guess I got I guess I got it from selling them potions in my past life.
Yeah. I think starting out, it will help you. But I think as like we get into like the one shots and, you know, we start to really throw some gold out, I think it will kind of scale evenly for everybody. So I think that works out. You could be kind of like the affluent person of the group.
Mine says 100 gold.
Well, I got a lot of carrots I sold, man.
Yeah, for half a comp each.
Yeah, but I sold a million of them.
Gorglutton invested in Bitcoin early. Yeah.
Well, I think that evens out, Brad. I think if you sold a million of them, you'd still have that 10 gold or whatever. Either way, that was the longest recap ever. You guys are still in the Red Brand hideout, but you have all this information and these maps and everything. What would you like to do next?
Did we leave the... What were they, bugbears?
Yeah, they're still there, but they weren't Red Brand. So you think you probably found a loophole to just ignore them.
I guess go back and talk to...
The quest giver.
Yeah. And turn in our quest.
And continue further.
Yeah, you guys can make it back to Harbin West End. And I think you guys have only been gone for... maybe like an hour now. It was mostly you guys pecking on the cellar doors, waiting for people to show up. That was like the most time it took you guys. So
isn't real world time a lot slower than D&D time, or is it?
Yes, because like a round of combat where everybody gets to take a turn, which usually takes like 5 minutes or more, is only 6 seconds in D&D.
Okay, so that makes sense. It's like, yeah, it's like Inception.
Yeah. So in like, yeah, it probably honestly would probably be even more than an hour because you guys were knocking on, you were pecking on that cellar door for like an hour at a time until somebody finally showed up.
Yeah, we had to wait for 4 outfits or something, right?
No, 3 outfits, and then you put Professor Squish in your book bag.
Oh, God, yeah.
And, yeah, Dustin, I hope you still have on your notes everything in your inventory sticky, because
yeah, I'll put sticky. Everything in all caps, everything sticky.
Okay. Yeah, you guys make it back to Harbin's house, and you can knock on his door, and the little flap will open up. Yeah?
Did you get him through? All? I'm going to slide through again.
God dang it. Why do you keep doing that?
I'm going to make him all sticky.
What are you... Do you want your gold or not? What'd you do? You've been gone an hour.
I'm going to make him unsticky.
I don't think you can do it. I don't think you have that ability. I think you can make him sticky, but you can't make him unsticky.
I'm just going to hop off. Where is my gold?
I mean, did you get them all?
Every last one of them.
Like, I mean, you weren't gone very long. Are you sure there's not like a spy anywhere?
I don't think so.
If he was a spy, how would we know it's a spy?
I don't know. That's what I'm just making sure before I just like hand you over
all the known Red Brand done for.
Why don't you go check for yourself?
No. That's okay. Why don't you guys roll a group persuasion check?
Is this guy like agoraphobic or something?
Nat 1.
Ooh, dirty 20. That plus one came in clutch. Okay.
So Gorglund's not super persuasive with his nat one, but we got a 12, a 20, and a 14. Yeah. It's like, all right, if you see they're all gone, let me just... And he looks at you, Professor Squish. Look away. Look away.
I'm just going to keep looking.
He's got more, no, he's I, got you, more you need gold to look away.
All right, we all need to look away.
I'm going
to
make my eyeballs.
I mean, you guys are outside. Why are you yelling through my peephole?
I'm going to put my eyeballs in my feet so he doesn't notice and still look.
God damn, we've gotten too wild with Professor Squish. Whatever. He goes over to a... it's like a
I
little...
could do a stealth check for that.
Yeah, let's do that. Because we do need a mechanic.
Six.
Hey, move your feet eyes away from me, too.
Okay, fine. I'll put them in my socks. My sock hands.
He goes over to a little like side desk thing that's in the foyer and pulls out a key, unlocks it, and then...
I'm still looking through the door hole.
He slams it shut. He's like, God dang it! Here. And he gives you all of the gold, Professor Squish. So it is a total of 200 gold. It is 50 gold pieces each.
I'm keeping it all for myself.
Just, like, slurp back through that hole, please, and just leave, please.
Okay.
And then as soon as you slurp back through, he closes the peephole.
Dude, that guy's going to be sticky for, like, a week.
But what about the surcharge, the convenience fee, shipping and handling, and all that?
A lot of stuff there.
Yeah.
Taxes. Oh, my God. Taxes.
Taxes. Yeah.
All right, where are we heading after you guys get your goal?
To the party store.
Waffle House.
Is the mission over?
There's got to be a continuous mission giver somewhere. I'm looking for the question mark.
Yeah. The exclamation
mark. Where are you, potion seller?
You guys were initially hired by Gungeon Rockseeker to escort that wagon. He's your guys' buddy. It's Preston's
that, right?
cousin.
We did
Let's
that.
Go find Gundren again.
It's his cousin?
Yeah, it's Preston's cousin.
Oh, man, it's getting deep.
My cousin?
Yeah. The dwarf cousin. He's the one that got taken.
I don't like cousins.
He's the one that got taken by the Cragmaw clan to the Cragmaw castle where you guys got that map to.
Let's seek out Gundren Rockseeker.
So you guys pretty much like right away from the get-go, your whole mission and quest was to escort Gundren and Sildar to Phandalin. They got jumped on the road. You knew that he had some map he was very excited about. And now apparently him and his map were taken to this castle. Each one of those letters.
All right, let's head to the castle.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I wonder if Bowser's going to be there. It's that rat fuck.
He fucking better not be.
Might be. I mean, if I'll he stomp is, on his you guys shell. Level, you guys level two. I don't know if you can kill Bowser at level two. Mario's no, never no. killed Bowser at level two. You gotta be like
ain't
in
no
game
way.
For that.
Ain't no way.
Anyway, yeah, it's you guys have to head northeast from Phandalin. It's deep in the woods. Everybody roll me a survival check.
Is this the Unicorn Woods?
It's close to it.
18.
Well, look,
I'm not surviving.
16.
Oh, man, 18, 11, 11, 16, okay. It probably takes you till it's nighttime. It takes like 6-7 hours to find it, but eventually you are standing in this clearing where you guys are still at the wood line, but you can see that inside of this little clearing area. It is probably the shittiest and most run-down castle you all have ever seen.
I like it.
It is. It's got like some of the towers that are like collapsed in, and there's like wooden debris and shit scattered everywhere. But you think this is where Gundren Rockseeker is being held with his map?
We're gonna claim this castle.
This ain't no long boy tower.
Yeah, short boy tower.
Little nubby tower.
A shitty boy tower.
Do we see, like, any guards anywhere? Can we just, like, walk up in there?
Well, I mean, you're looking at the main entrance. You guys are showing the wood line. And it's nighttime, so...
I mean, if we're looking at the entrance, I'd assume we would have been shot at by now if they're not
Well, you guys
friendly.
Are showing the woods.
I'm going to go ring the doorbell.
I'll stay in the woods, but he's going to ring it.
Okay. How are you approaching this place, Gorgon?
And how do you ring a doorbell in this type of world?
The doors are, like, smashed in. They looks like they haven't quite gotten around to fixing their big... I was gonna say, it's like... So, literally, this castle is just... It's obviously some kind of castle that they just, like, repurposed and took over. But the main entrance doors have been knocked over and smashed in, so it's really not even any doors there. You do see arrow slits kind of surrounding all the places you can see on this castle, though.
I'm going to slide up through one of them.
We're going to toss them in there like a coin.
No, I'm just going to push my eyeballs through.
Get a little peek.
An arrow slit is bigger than that. Arrow slit's like... Oh, did I freeze again?
Yeah, you did freeze, and it looks really weird. You look like a JPEG from the 90s.
We're going to see that for the rest of the show.
I look like a fat keyboard warrior that's fucking running.
Yeah, let me slide my eyes up in there.
So you're going to head up. So just to set the scene, you guys are in the wood line. It is about 20, 30 feet of clearing all the way surrounding this castle.
I'm just going to slide up in there like a pile of mush, you know.
All right, roll a stealth check.
Is there any like torches or anything around there?
I mean, you see some lights like inside the castle.
13?
13? 13 is not bad. Okay. Especially for a level 2. That's pretty good.
I'm going on recon.
Yeah, first squish. You can sneak up to one of the arrow slits that are next to the main entrance of this place and poke your weird jelly eyeballs in. And like... you see three goblins in here that have bows, but luckily they're not actually looking out of the arrow slit right now. They're not going to just.
Does
snipe
he hold
your eyes off.
Like that real monstrous guy? Like, his eyeballs are on his hands, and he's like...
Apparently, he can put him where the fuck he wants, because he put him in his feet Crumb. 10 minutes ago.
I picture, like, a Jell-O mold googly eyes.
Or Crumb.
Crumb, yeah.
With his armpit hairs.
But these three goblins are, like, just sitting on the floor shooting the shit. They're not really paying attention to the air slits right now.
Should we try to scare him again?
It worked last time. I say we do it again.
Gentlemen, we have three enemies in this building.
Should we go with the tried and true abyssal chicken?
That's what I was thinking.
Take it over.
This is a big castle, by the way.
So I say that someone turns into the woodpecker again. We tap on a door, wait for him to come out.
Okay.
There's not really a door. It's on the floor, smashed in.
Oh. What if we just send the abyssal chicken in and we wait on the outside?
What if they're
the
not scared?
Bite one. Consume one of the goblins into your jelly belly.
I'm in the woods still.
I'm just saying, if he can like we put the person in his jelly body before, we just consume a goblin, the other goblin's going to be like, fuck that.
And what start, if... What if we scream for help and they come, that we lure them out and pick them off one by
That's
one?
That's what I was thinking. We got to lure them somehow.
Oh, yeah. Pretend like we need help. We need their help.
I'll be in a squish puddle again.
Guys, we just take over this tower, sleep here at night, wake up, take over the next tower. Bunny hop towers.
I say we sneak attack.
I say this isn't going to go well no matter which way we do it.
I'm ready to die today.
Well, hang on, guys. Listen, look, yeah, guys, look at this look at this castle here. There's three in this little tiny, tiny, tiny room. There's probably five in here. There's probably seven over here.
Well, then we shouldn't even come in this place.
I'm saying if we're gonna come in here screaming, saying "Help me, help me," They're all going to come right here, and we're going to be right here.
Just say this chicken wiped out an entire town.
Well, then they're going to definitely kill you, and then we'll get through, probably.
All right. Let's just burn it down. We'll burn it down, rebuild it.
It's concrete, no, he's, man.
Gundren's in this place.
How are three level or four level twos supposed to take this, like, siege this castle?
Well, if you,
like, how is that well, supposed to happen?
Well, if you add them all up, that's one level eight.
We gotta be badass. Strategic. All right, guys, we're already looking good. Sean looked in here. There's three. They're distracted. Let's sneak in through where the broken door is, go in that room, kill those three, put their armor on, and do something. We could pretend to be gone.
You guys all roll.
Can I listen in on their conversation or something?
Well, I was going to say you guys could all roll insight, I guess. I guess an insight check. Yeah.
I'll roll insight.
Someone got nat 20.
I did.
Ooh, and then Gorgolant got a dirty 20.
Such a dirty boy.
We know everything there is to know now.
23!
God dang, we know everything about these people.
Pretty good. I'll say that you guys know that this whole castle and this group, these Kragmaw goblins, at least work with or employ the Red Brands, and you guys are still, I guess, actively wearing your Red Brand outfits.
Ooh.
Because you guys are talking about, because Dustin said, let's kill the goblins and take their gear, but you guys literally already wearing Red Brand stuff, and these goblins work with the Red Brands.
All right, here's what we do. We walk in like we belong. We go straight to those three. Kill them.
No.
And then continue.
We put me on a chain and say you captured me.
We can take someone as a prisoner, walk in there. We walk in here. We go find Gundren, and we tell those people, hey, we're here to take Gundren away. We're here to seize him and move him to the next prisoner camp. We roll really good, walk out of there with Gundren like it's no fucking deal.
I'll be the other prisoner.
Well, and if not, though, I mean, there might be only like six or so people in there that we can kill instead of this entire castle at once.
Be like a fucking Metal Gear Solid mission. Go in there.
Get in the box.
I'm ready.
Get in the box.
You know what? I feel like every D&D campaign would be better if you just had a cardboard box. And you could just...
Yeah, that game is weird.
I guess it's a barrel, right? I think a barrel would be the D&D equivalent to the cardboard box.
Like, that game's fun, but the fact that you can just hop in a box and, like, anytime you want and you're hidden.
Does that work? Does that work, Adam? Can we do that? Do they report to us, or do we report to them? Does the Red Brands report to them, or do we report?
Yeah, you guys would know, especially with like half of you guys getting a 20 or above. Actually, three of you guys got over a 20. So you guys would be able to tell from the correspondence and the letters that the Red Brands definitely work for the Kragmaws. The Kragmaws work for somebody called Black Spider. So, the Red Brands also work for the Black Spider, but a level below the Kragmaws. So you guys are definitely going to be like known and fine if you're actually wearing the Red Brands and could sell it. Right? You got to be able to sell it.
We'll walk in there. We'll take him, and then like we'll whisper in their ear, like Captain America did. Instead of saying "Hail Hydra," we'll say. What was it spider called again?
Black Spider.
Black Spider.
Black Spider.
Hail Black Spider. And then they'll relinquish him and we'll walk out.
It's definitely worth a shot, that's for sure.
I'm down for that.
Let's do it. All right, put me in chains.
Yeah, wait. Okay.
Are how we chaining put a Slimer up? In chains?
Yeah, how are we going to slime Slimer in chains, or is Slimer going in the book bag?
I have a kink. Oh God. I have a kink kit in my backpack. I could just.
I mean, your kinku's got kink kits. That's for sure.
Yeah. But they're furry. They're furry handcuffs.
So we're literally gonna.
So they like really grab onto.
Or it could be like a slant. No, don't handcuff me. Well, I can just smush out of them.
That's what I'm thinking.
I hate this
just
character.
Put him in my book bag, I guess, and we pretend Johnny's a prisoner.
Why do you guys need a prisoner? By the way,
yeah, we're Red Brand, man.
I don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, let's put Sean back in the book bag. We just walk in.
Why does Sean need to be in the book bag?
Oh, he's not a Red Brand. He don't have an outfit because he just disintegrated it. He disintegrated his outfit.
We put him in the book bag.
Yes.
God dang it.
Yeah. We walk in.
Your stuff's already sticky, man. It's okay.
You're always going to have sticky stuff.
My stuff's ruined.
And we go get, what's his name? Duran Duran?
Gungeon.
Baratheon.
Gungeon Rockseeker.
We go grab him, and when someone says, what are you doing? We're just like, Black Spider.
No. Hail Black Spider.
Hail Black Spider. We're taking the prisoner to the next camp.
Yeah.
But that isn't Gorgon's voice for some reason.
And if they question us saying Hail Black Spider, then they question the whole fraternity. So.
You could say, look, we have another captive, and say, look at my bag.
Yeah.
And I'll make like an angry face with one eyeball hide the other one.
We're going to make Gore Glutton do all the talking, I think. I'm ready.
The more talking we do, the like deeper hole we're going to dig. So we just need to go in there, put our game faces on, walk in there, say we're taking the guy, I forget his name again, and just
Rock Syndrome.
Hail Poison Spider.
Yeah.
Black Spider.
Okay, if you guys fuck up any of this on the speech when you're actually talking to the characters.
I'm not talking to anyone now. I'm done.
I'll talk to him.
All right, Preston's doing all the talking.
Let's do it.
Squid. We're ready. We're walking in.
Get in the book bag.
I'm in.
Where is Rock Seeker located?
I'm going to get my angry face ready.
You don't fucking know.
Okay.
Left, straight, right.
I'll say you guys walk in confidently.
Like Vince McMahon.
In through the entrance, the smashdown doors. And you immediately are confronted with six doors total. Two on the left, two on the right, and two in front of you. Where'd you like to go?
Straight.
It's pretty dimly lit in here. There are some torches lit, so you guys won't need your own light source. Who's leading the way? Is this Preston?
Yeah.
Hey, Preston, will you roll me a dex saving throw real quick?
What?
Already off to a bad start.
Oh, my gosh.
Plus two.
Now, I would think your dex saving throw would be pretty...
1d20.
15. Luckily this is a low level campaign, so you got it. You take a step, and as soon as you put down your left foot, you notice that the floor it was like a gray canvas that was on the floor, and as soon as you touch into it, it falls down, and you see a pit trap underneath it, but you're able to pull your foot back. And you see that along the walls, it's just a very narrow path that if you want to go through that door you were heading to, you got to kind of like hug the wall and get around it.
I bet you that was like a Dex 14 save.
If this was a higher level, it was a Dex 10 because you guys are only level 2. So,
all right, we're gonna jump the gap and continue.
Yeah, it's not a big gap, so you guys can make that, especially fucking Brat with his bunny hops. You guys open up this next door, and inside it looks kind of like a, you see these high, narrow hall that is much higher over a room than your previous room. It looks kind of like it was maybe like a chapel or a shrine. You see like angelic figures carved around the edges of the room. Definitely not goblin angelic figure, so you can tell that the goblins obviously took this castle over from someone else. You do see some heavy curtains to the north blocking off a pair of archways. And, yeah, you see a cracked, ornately carved brazier in the room. But you also see a door straight ahead.
Where do you think the most people would be?
Probably where the beds are.
Do we see anybody?
You haven't seen anybody yet, except for those goblins that were in the watchtower that Squish saw. But you guys feel like now you're kind of in the central area of this castle.
I don't need to find like a way down or something, or up.
Is it one floor? It looks like it's one floor.
It is one floor, yes.
All right, well, let's go up here then. I'll go left through the curtains.
I'll go right through the
curtains. You just got to peek through there. You don't have to really go through. Peek, try to sneak it.
I'm going to peek my small, fat head through those curtains.
No, you're supposed to go in like you're in charge.
All right, I'm gonna kick those curtains down.
Smash the curtain.
Yeah, you kick your way into the curtains, and you...
Be like, every fucking time, I hate these curtains.
this chamber up here is in, now you know, like the northern portion of the castle. You see a stone altar that's in the middle of the room, and it's covered with this bloodstained black cloth. And there's, you know, golden ritual-looking implements, a chalice, a knife.
A human sacrifice.
No, it's more like, I don't know, like, what would be like counter. A human...
Is there anyone in here? Is there anyone in here?
Roll a perception check, Preston.
Could be an invisible version.
You guys have been wondering, like, why isn't there anybody in this room? Let's see why there's not anybody. Is that a 15? Oh, that was a 16.
16.
Oh, you got a plus 6 to your perception. You don't see anything. You don't. It looks like a just empty, darkened room.
All right, I'm going to pocket that knife and chalice. I'm going to throw it in Brot's boat bag.
Why would you do that, man? It's sticky in there. All
right, so, I didn't see anything in there. We're going to loop around to the other curtains. There's an actual Bissell chicken here.
Not far off. When you walk up and pick up this this knife.
There's a guy named Grick.
You
Oh, not Grick.
You hear a slithering noise just before something pounces on you from above. Does a 6 hit you, Preston?
No. Does not hit
So
me.
You see this large 12-foot long, maybe like 2-foot in diameter snake that plops down from the ceiling and tries to bite at you. And
can I react?
We'll all go ahead and roll initiative now. That was its sneak attack.
I'm gonna kick the anaconda.
There's a goddamn snake in here.
And you think that's probably why no one's in here, because no one wants to deal with this goddamn snake.
This snake can go around the freaking curtain, though.
He slithers.
Yeah, no one's in the curtain or out of the curtain. No one's in this whole area.
Boy, guys.
I got pee.
Oh,
I got
gosh.
Pee really bad.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Well, you rolled a 1, so go pee.
Wow.
No, you didn't roll that right. You wrote that real bad.
One R20 plus 2.
1D20.
Okay.
I got a 7, so I can pee, Johnny. You can't.
What am I rolling? Because I thought I was in a bag.
Initiative. But yeah, you got a nat 20.
I'm in the bag. I'm ready.
Okay, yeah. a big snake just dropped on. It's called a grick. A big grick just dropped down on Preston and tried to bite him. And you can, I guess, hear the sounds of combat, and you're just...
No, he felt my heart drop is what it sensed him into his... battle readiness.
Yep.
Yeah,
exactly.
He springs out like ectoplasm.
Chaos bolt.
I'm gonna chaos bolt this guy.
All right, Chaos Bottom. 15 will hit this thing. I think you have to roll a d8 to find out what kind of... 4 is force damage. So it's kind of like a just invisible wall of force that hits this thing for 8 points of damage, which... as big as this thing is, I mean, that's a pretty big devastating blow to it. We'll say that it knocks it into the wall, the northern wall of this room. And then we will go to... Gorglutton, it will be you and...
Eldritch Blast!
Yep.
Does a 17 hit.
17 will indeed hit, yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
4? How do you roll such bad damage?
It's 1d10 plus 1, so I must have rolled a 3.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, yeah, you hit the thing, and, I mean, you hit it, but it doesn't really seem to react a whole lot. Preston was supposed to be next, but I'll go ahead and do Grick turn. By the way, these things are indeed called Gricks. Hey, now that you guys can all see this thing, it is this massive snake-looking thing, but it also has a bird beak on it, and then it also has 4 octopus tentacles coming out around its face.
Wait, what? What?
Well, Preston gets to go. Yeah, Preston.
The fuck you mean a snake with octopus tentacles?
I think I can just click this button and it should show you guys.
Oh, he's cute.
Is it like 20 snakes tied together?
You guys see it in roll 20?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, okay.
So it tried to get Preston with its tentacles last time, but it missed. But now it's Preston's turn to get some revenge before it gets to go again.
I am going to hit it with my Staff of Defense. It is a 1d6 plus 2, also a 1d8 plus 2.
So that's if you're using it two-handed. It's d8.
Oh, never mind. I use my maul. Yeah, I hit my maul.
You can certainly try. Wow. Oh, a 1 plus a 2 is not gonna hit this thing. And in fact, it seems to... enrageous thing is it then again tries to get you at these tentacles. Whoa, it rolled a natural 1 too, a 1 plus a 4. So you guys are both just doing very bad.
This is going to be another four
hour fight
in a row, this can be.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're definitely not going to get past this fight tonight. That's for sure.
I'm just going to pass.
Well, it's, God, this is a very sad and embarrassing fight. I do believe it is Brot's turn now, yeah.
And how far away am I?
I mean, and not very far. It's only, this room is only like a 20-foot total.
Oh, so I'm gonna slowly walk up to him. And then I'm gonna smack him with my weapon.
What's your weapon? Is it the big carrot? I forget what it is. No, the Jim
the
Halpert.
Halberd, man.
It's a Jim Halpert.
It's like a sickle to hit. Boom. Did that.
22. Ooh. Will hit.
Nice. Okay. Let me click the damage. Click.
13. You just did more than Professor Squish and Gorglutton together.
I don't have any, like, double... attacks right now, do I?
No, yeah. You're close, but I don't think it matters. You can describe, like,
I killed him.
Yeah, you killed him. He only had 27 health, and you just did, yeah.
No, I just sliced him with my sickle. I don't know, sliced his head off. Slices
cut his big weird beaky
yeah,
tentacle head off
because it grossed me out. So I
go up and punch it.
Yeah, punch him, Gorgon. Get him. Fucking get him.
Yeah, I get him after he's down.
I'm going to rip one of his beaks off and use it as a bowl for my cereal.
Okay.
But that is a good idea.
That is a pretty good idea.
I'm going to put it in Brot's book bag.
Oh, my God, dude. This is not like a bag of holding.
Do I have a bag of holding?
No one
How
has a bag of
book
holding.
Bag?
Brot just has a book bag.
How big is my slimy book bag?
I have
bag,
a horse
Adam?
Leg.
Yeah, it's probably taking up half your book bag. Out, yeah. Dude.
All right, I'll throw the horse leg out and put the beak in there.
You're getting rid of your horse leg?
Yeah.
You didn't even eat it or anything. All right,
While we're here, I'll cook the horse leg. For
I was going to say you just wait. the big boss of this castle. He was allergic.
Doesn't
to
require
he was
a horse.
He
leg.
Was allergic to horse legs.
Convenient.
You guys are up in this like chapel thing, and this whole place was empty. And you think it's probably because there's this big nasty worm thing that made them not want to hang out in here.
All right.
Well, there's rubble here to the southeast.
Yeah, it's really not
was
passable.
Was that worm able to go over
no,
that?
No, it's not really passable rubble, but there is a door next
not
to it.
Not passable yeah. for the
let's,
worm.
Let's go through that door next to the rubble.
Okay.
Do I see anyone now?
Yeah, I mean, as soon as you walk in, there isn't anybody in here, but you do see two of those heavy curtains that are kind of like closing off. The room to the south and the room to the north, and then you see a doorway straight ahead. But again, you guys know that Preston's pretty adept at kicking down those curtains if need be, if you guys want to go north or south. But there is nobody in here because there's really nothing in this area other than just a couple collapsed portions of the castle and some stone rubble strewn across the area. Hello, everybody. It is your Dungeon Master, Adam DeWeese here. Thank you all so much for listening to this week's episode of One Shot Onslaught. Huge thank you to all of our current patrons. Thank you so much, Tiana H., Lawful Stupid Podcast, Aaron G., Bradley M., Christian S., Danny T., Jeremy Fair, Ken H., Caster, Derpy Sick, Farty McFry, Gerundu, Hot Ketchup, Mosey, Patrick C., Rachel A.K., Dragonbait, and Tanya S. If you want to get your name on this list, you can head over to patreon.com/majesticgoose. Also, we are about to add an ad-free feed for all the shows on the network, but specifically One Shot Onslaught, since you're listening to One Shot Onslaught right now. It should maybe be up by the time you actually are listening to this episode, because we are going to be setting up that feed today. And what that means is you will not hear those dynamic ads that we have recently started using. So if you want to get ad-free feeds for all of our shows, you just need to sign up to be a $5 or more patron. Also, if you haven't heard, we are trying to host our first of hopefully an annual tabletop gaming convention, GooseCon 2022. We need your help. We are over halfway funded, but we've only got about a week to go, and we still have some more we need to raise so that we can secure the venue for this September. You can head over to GooseCon2022.com or Kickstarter and search for GooseCon. You can either just pledge without any rewards just to help bring to life this convention, or you can buy weekend badges, you can sponsor the event, you can sponsor just a table. There's a lot of ways to support the event, even if you can't make it in person this year. It is going to be in Cincinnati, Ohio this September. We're trying to get everybody from the Majestic Goose Network there. We're trying to have tons of live shows, like a one-shot onslaught live show, which we're going to have a huge open board game library where you can just come in and check out a board game, play it with new friends or old friends. We're going to have panels, and there's going to be a vendor alley, artist alley. We're going to have a cosplay contest, tons of tabletop RPGs happening all weekend. It's going to be so much fun, but we need your help to make it happen. So again, head over to GooseCon2022.com to help us out. And if you haven't left us a 5-star rating review, please do. Those help us out so much. And just thank you all so much for listening. And thank you for being a part of the Majestic Goose Network and letting us take up some of your time while we hopefully entertain you with our podcast. It really means a lot to us. And I'll talk to you in 2 weeks. Bye, buddy.
Okay. It says, if your local Waffle House is closed, you should run. Because they only shut down during a threat of absolute devastation. The Waffle House Index, that's what it's called. It's a real thing.
When we had when the tornado hit in Hermitage.
Oh, yeah, that was the first ones open.
That was the only place open.
See? Dude, they do not care.
There's like 15 like fast food restaurants like in Hermitage where I was, and Waffle House was the only one open.
A Majestic Goose Podcast.
Honk.